This is the OG Willikers Pod. Yo, thank you for listening, man. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at OG Dub Pod. And then you can also send me an email at OGWillikers308@gmail. So send me some hate mail, send me some dick pics, send me some critique of the bullshit show you're listening to. Give me some, you know, feedback. I respond to everything on social media, if it's good, bad, whatever, you know. Anything helps, man. I like to hear back from people. I got some crazy hate mail before, talking about you should kill yourself, motherfucker, quit doing this, it sucks, you're terrible. Let me let you guys in on a little secret here, a little behind the scenes, if you will. I do all this shit on my phone with no fucking microphones and no editing software or whatever the fuck. I record this on my phone and I publish it and I use Anchor, and then you can hear it on, you know, Spotify, Anchor, wherever, iTunes, it's everywhere. I think there's like 9 platforms Anchor pushes this out to. And that's it though. This is just me on my phone, weekly episodes from my cell phone. So, you know, take it or leave it, man. It's all I got. It's all I got, you guys. It's all I got right now. But enough with that bullshit. Let's get into this episode, baby. So here's what I've been doing lately. And I'm a nerd. Anybody who's heard other pods I've been on or heard my old show before the revamp knows I'm a nerd. You know I'm a nerd. It's all good. But so I've been playing Fallout 4 again. I'm back in. I'm in the wasteland again. So I was playing Red Dead 2 online for like a long time now, over a year, maybe whenever it came out to right now. And I was, you know, no offense, man. I love Rockstar. They have the best games. Some of the best games, okay? There's a lot of good games. But Rockstar has some of the bombest shit games you'll ever play in your life. But they have the shittiest servers that you'll ever play in your life as well, man. Hey, Rockstar, get your shit together, bruh. Can you get a good server? Please, just one. Maybe when the new platforms come out, when the new consoles come out, PS5 and Xbox Series X or whatever the fuck it's going to be called, maybe they'll upgrade their shit and maybe they'll have a, you know, better online experiences for the loyal motherfuckers who pour billions and billions of dollars into their company every year. So do us this favor, Rockstar. Get some good servers. Stop being punk-ass bitches, okay? All right, back to Fallout 4. Oh, so before I go back to Fallout 4, hold on. Rockstar. Great game. Red Dead 2. So good. The potential's still high for it. I don't think we've reached even close to max potential for that game. One little editor's note or whoever, a little fucking critique that I have that I hope the fuck somebody hears. And I've been voicing my opinion on Twitter and Instagram a lot, but that falls on deaf ears. Some fucking social media account, you know, manager, little fucking, you know, teeny millennial motherfucker that doesn't understand what is going on. But anyway, spoiler alert too, if you haven't played Red Dead 2 online, then shut this off because I'm about to drop some shit and it's going to be, I don't know, a little spoiler. Who gives a fuck? There's a moonshiner update and it's old now, but it's been out and they keep tweaking it here and there. Hey, you're going to let me make illegal moonshine. I have to go get ingredients. I have to do missions to get all this shit, make it all good. Then I'm going to take a wagon full of this shit across the goddamn planes and deliver it somewhere for a profit. A minimal, tiny fucking profit, by the way. And in the meantime, I hit bumps and break bottles and get shot at. And motherfuckers, the NPCs on the game, will just randomly run their fucking horses and wagons into the side of you and shit for no fucking reason. For no goddamn reason. And they'll break some bottles, and that takes away from your max profit. Okay, we all get it. Hey, man, I'm still okay with that. It makes it like, oh, fuck, you got to be careful. You got to, you know, choose, you know, wisely and shit when you're making these runs. That's great. It makes it more, what the fuck's the word? It makes it more immersive. That's fine. But the problem is you're going to let me spend money on putting a speakeasy in the basement of my moonshining shack. I can put a bar in there. I can decorate the bar with a bunch of different fucking things. Actually, like three or four options. But then you can customize a few things, like the pictures that are on the wall and shit like that. Okay, it's fine. I got to pay tons of money for that. In-game money. And then I can also upgrade my bar with a band. A full-time, always there, play a song whenever you want them to band. And then it's full. My bar is full of patrons every day. There's fucking 15 to 20 people in that motherfucker every day. And you can go down there. You can have your buddies online, join your posse, come in your house, come down to the basement, go to the fucking man cave, drink some moonshine. The shit you make in the next room, it's your shit. It's the best. It's awesome. Thank you for that. It's cool. But also, the random 20 motherfuckers that are in there getting drunk on my shit, and I don't get a profit off that. What the fuck? I don't see a dollar. I don't see $1. And it's like, hey, make this shit, spend all this money, get this bar, it's cool as fuck. Now have people come in and drink for free. And I don't get a penny. It's hard enough to make money playing that game. And then you also, come on, man. There's room for improvement there. Like, let me make a fucking dollar. You know what I mean? Anyways, fuck Red Dead right now. I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about Fallout 4. God damn, what a good game. You know? It's 2020. That shit came out in like 2015 or 2016. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. It's at least 4 or 5 years old. You know what I mean? And the reason I started playing it again was why? I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, yes, I do remember. Because my homie over here calls me and he's like, hey, have you played Fallout 76? And I said, no. I've been watching reviews and all this shit. After everything I watched, I kind of felt like that's something I don't need to get into because it's real buggy. And I heard there's a lot of in-game, you know, purchases and shit you got to make. And blah, blah, blah. He said, no, it's pretty dope. They've patched a lot of shit. It's cool. It's nice. So I said, okay, I'm going to come over and I'm going to watch you play some online, get a feel for it. If I like what I see, I'm going to get the game. Went over there. Nah, dude, same shit. You know, Bethesda's going down the same fucking rabbit hole that EA and all these motherfuckers go down. Rockstar, you spend real human reality life dollars on shit to soup your character up and shit. So there's like these little 11-year-olds with their mom's credit card fucking with all the sickest gear, icing motherfuckers from across the wasteland, you know, and you're starting out with the basics, you know, the Mac 10 or whatever the fuck, the, you know what I mean? You know, save that shit. The concept is awesome, dude. Who doesn't want to put on some fucking power armor? Who doesn't want to drop a fucking XO1 down with your buddies? Playing fucking MMO Fallout sounds badass, but, you know, it's pay-to-play shit. I hate that stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm not getting this game. Thanks, but no thanks. I don't want to spend fucking $3,000 on fucking, you know, my Wasteland character. So started playing Fallout 4 again. Started on a, you know, just continued my last save and shit, and I was like, oh shit, this is like a modded, fucking souped up, hulked out version, you know. So I said, haven't played in a long time. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna start over, dude. Doing my fourth playthrough, which isn't a lot to gamers. That's nothing. But to maybe some of you who are just hearing this for the first time and don't really play video games and shit, you might think that's an obscene amount of time to play the same video game with a different character. What the fuck kind of nerd shit is this? And you wouldn't be wrong. But anyway, so I started from the bottom. I draked this motherfucker. I draked the shit out of it. I started creating a new character and started getting into it. Now, does my character look like me? Of course it does, dude. Because that's how I always make characters on any RPG I ever play. And if you're one of those fucking creep joints who makes a girl character and shit, like a female, and you're a dude, that shit creeps me out. And I've always thought that. And maybe I'm being an asshole or whatever. Or maybe I don't know what I'm missing or something. I just don't see the appeal of being a chick. Well, I don't know, like Skyrim and any of these Elder Scroll games and all this shit. I see dudes making chick characters, you know, with like pointy ears and big tits and shit. And like, oh yeah, check this out, man. Lucinda, man. She's a fucking level 70 mage, dude. I'm like, dude, you know how creepy that is, right? I mean, that's fucking weird, man. If you're a dude, make a dude character. Not hard. Also, I just don't get it. I guess these guys are like, most of these motherfuckers are pervy, nerdy, virgin fucks, you know, who don't fuck. So yeah, they're going to make a hot chick and, you know, put her in a skimpy outfit and run around and do whatever the fuck they're doing. But to me, ugh, it's weird. Whatever. If you're one of those guys, hey, don't at me. Just stay the fuck out and don't worry about it. I get it. You know, you're doing what you're doing, however it works. But I'm out. I'm out on all that. So make it. Oh, okay. So you're a dude guy, make a dude guy. If you're a chick, make a chick, fucking character, you know? Anyways, started from the basics, made my new character, and started playing. And that's about as far as I'm going to, you know, get into it because, you know, I'm not very far along in the story mode. Just run around, fucking, you know, trying to save the wasteland one motherfucker at a time, you know? If you've never played, I suggest you play. And I suggest you start with Fallout 4, maybe Fallout 3, or New Vegas. They're all good. Fallout 4 is my favorite so far. The dialogue, all the good shit. It's all the good shit. And I like it. And, you know, I don't have to explain any of this to anybody because, you know, this ain't for you. This is for me. This is my therapy session, my weekly therapy session where I dump shit on you guys and just kind of talk into this cell phone and, you know, just say what's on my mind. You know, like if I just want to go, where's Sean? Where's Sean? Where's Sean? You know what I mean? Some of you know what the fuck that means. Some of you don't know what the fuck that means, and it's fine. You know? You know what I will talk about, though? Because this is a fucking topic that is always brought up. Every Reddit, every fucking Fallout, Bethesda, anything, any Twitter fucking wars I see or whatever, back and forth nerd talk shit, there's always the argument of what faction's the best and what, you know, best armor and the best setup and the best, you know, all this shit. There's no argument, dude. There's no argument to be made. There's no argument to have. The Minutemen is where it's at. If you're not Team Minutemen, if you're not Team Minutemen, then get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't have anything to talk to you about. Because the Minutemen are the fucking purest form of, you know, trying to be the most helpful, the most, you know, the best they can be in the wasteland, in the post-apocalyptic fucking Boston. The Minutemen are there trying to make it, trying to patch shit up, trying to make things better. You know? Now, if you want to be pro-Minutemen and pro, you know, insert other faction, fine. That's fine. There's pros and cons for all of them. You know? Am I anti-synth? I don't know, man. Maybe. Maybe I'm fucking Fallout 4 post-apocalypse Boston racist because I'm not into the synth. I'm not down with the synths. But does that mean they're all bad? No way, dude. I like a few. There's a few synths that I've met that I don't, you know, just immediately shoot in the fucking face. Sure. But for the most part, on a whole, I don't really agree with the whole synth movement. And, you know, I split wigs when I see a synth dude creeping up on me or an institute dude creeping up on me. I split their fucking wig. And that's fine. That's just me. Am I pro brotherhood? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not really pro any faction other than Minutemen. The railroad? You know, I get it. Deacon's cool and shit. It's all right. But, you know, this comes back to that. Do you agree with the synth shit, you know, or not? And I haven't done a playthrough yet where I've... Nope. Goddamn, that's a lie. I'm a hypocrite. I'm a liar. I have done one playthrough where I joined the Institute and, you know, I bust the fucking door and I'm like, where's Sean? Where's Sean? And guess what? He comes. I'm going to get a drink real quick. This episode is sponsored by Gatorade Frost, Glacier Freeze. Get the chill. That's not true. I don't want to get sued by Gatorade either. This is not a monetized podcast, so who gives a fuck? I can say that, I think, and they'll understand that they're actually not paying me a dime or a penny or any mind. So you kick the fucking door and I'm like, where's Sean, motherfuckers? You know, I've been looking for my boy. He was stolen from me back in the day. And this old man goes, you know, I've been here the whole time. I'm Sean. I'm father. Motherfucker, 60 years older than me. Spoiler alert for any of you motherfuckers who are going to play this game in the future and haven't yet or haven't done this quest or storyline or went down this fucking path yet. Guess what? Turn it off. I'll give you 2 seconds. Okay. Father is Sean. Your son is 60 years older than you. Nah, that ain't true. Your son is in his 60s or 70s, and you're fucking in your 30s or whatever when you're froze. So, you meet your dad. No, you meet your kid who's older, old enough to be your dad. And it's actually Sean. And he starts asking you to do all sorts of crazy shit. And depending on what factions and shit you've joined up to this point, and what kind of missions you've been doing up to this point, he's going to start having you kill off some homies. And there's some moral fucking dilemmas that you're going to have to go through that Bethesda doesn't give a fuck about. They didn't prepare you for this shit. They just threw it in your face. And good luck. So he starts having you kill homies off. Hey, he's like, brotherhood's bad, you know? And if you and Paladin Dance have been tight this whole time, you're going to have a choice to make. You're going to fucking side with your son and these synthetic robot fucks that you might or might not like have some coursers with you. You down with the coursers? I don't know. I'm not. It's weird. They're robots. I don't like them. They fucking give you X688 or whatever the fuck his name is if you're far enough in the institute. He's like, you ready for the next mission? I'm like, no, you ain't coming, bro. You're sitting out. Because you know why? I don't like you. I don't like your kind. I don't like your kind. You synth fuck. Get the fuck out of here. You know. But yeah, so if you're like tight with dance, bro, you're either going to have to go against your own son, the one you've been looking for this whole time. The whole premise of the game is based around you finding your goddamn kid. So you're going to have to, you know, go against your boy, your real flesh and blood homie, or kill your dude that's been in the trenches with you, helping you through the game so far. You know? Or if you've joined the railroad or have been cool with them and hanging out and doing missions and getting some shit, some good shit from them, he's going to have you kill Deacon and the whole squad, Anna Marie or whatever the fuck the bitch's name is. It's been a long time since I played, but I just remember all this shit. It's all coming back to me. You know, there's one thing I'll never do, and I don't think, maybe there's one point where it has you choose, but I'll never turn my back on Preston Garvey, dude. Preston Garvey's my guy, bro. You know, Minutemen till I die, dude. Don't ever give up on Preston, dude. He's just doing the Lord's work in the wasteland, you know, a godless monster-filled shithole, and Preston Garvey and the Minutemen are doing the Lord's work, okay? So yeah, I'll never turn on them. The Sanctuary is my home. I don't have to tell you guys that. Those of you in the know, know. And those of you who don't know, find out. And if you don't want to find out, who gives a fuck? You don't deserve to know. You're going to put in the fucking work or not. Are you going to watch some YouTube videos and shit and try to figure it out? Or are you going to put the work in? You know what I mean? Dude, I was watching this. I was at a basketball game a couple nights ago. And there's a kid sitting in the row in front of us a couple chairs away. And he's on his phone. He's on his goddamn iPhone playing Fortnite during the basketball game. And I told my wife, I was like, look at this dude. He's probably 13, 14 years old. When I was that age and I was at a basketball game, first of all, I was never at a basketball game at that age because grew up poor. Spoiler alert, grew up fucking on the other side of the tracks. You know what I mean? So never got to go to fucking games and shit. It wasn't in the cards for me. But if I would have been able to, there's no fucking way I wouldn't be watching the game. I'd be on my phone. No, no, no. If that was even, you know, a technology for that back in the day. Now I feel like another fucking hypocrite moment because I don't know that for sure because I didn't have, there was no iPhones back then. If there would have been, the temptation might have been stronger, especially if the game was weak, you know. But I think I would have just appreciated being at the game and, you know, for 2.5 hours, I would use my eyeballs and watch some motherfuckers play some fucking round ball. But fuck all that. That doesn't mean anything to me. That doesn't mean anything to this story. I'm just telling you, this kid's playing Fortnite on his iPhone. And I'm like, yo, I wish I had a fucking oh, that's stupid, but I was just thinking, I wish I had my fucking Pip-Boy on me, dude. Because I'd go forearm shiver that little fucker in the teeth with my Pip-Boy and be like, you ever heard of the fucking Wasteland, dog? You ever been to the Commonwealth, homie? You playing your Fortnites on your goddamn iPhone and using the fucking internets over here? The fucking stadium's fucking Wi-Fi, bro? Or you using your mom and dad's fucking anytime minutes, dude? That fucking data that you got to pay for. Little soft-ass Fortnite boys. Smack him with the fucking Pip-Boy, son. You know? Dude, also, think about that. Fuck, dude. I got my first regular Nintendo in 1990. I was 5 years old. My mom and dad got me a Nintendo for Christmas. And I think it came with like three games. And the only game I ever played at the beginning there was Super Mario Brothers, like everybody else, you know? Yeah, there was Duck Hunt. Guess what? Keep the ducks. I'm playing Mario. And that's all I did, you know? And I remember you go and you go and you go and then you die. And then it starts you all the way over at the beginning of the game. And did you cry like a bitch? I sure as fuck did not. I remember one time I was in like level 4 or 5, deep in it. Last life, dude. I can't find a fucking green and white mushroom to save my life. I'm not getting enough coins to get an extra life. Not a one up to be found. So I'm concentrating hard as fuck. I'm going. Every little move I make, I'm trying to be calculated. I'm trying to be stay alive, you know? Stay alive. That's the name of the game. At this point, and my dad comes in to the room, and he's a cool dude, man, because he's like what, like 26 when I'm 5, you know what I mean? And so he's still young and he knows what's up, he knows what Nintendo is and shit. And he's like, oh man, what level are you on, or something. He says something cool, some cool shit that my dad would say, you know? And I For that second, I glance over at him and I'm like, you know, level 4, whatever, level 5. And he's fucking, I can see it in his eyes. He's proud of me. But then all of a sudden, bum, 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 na, 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 na. And that's it, man. My last life. Game the fuck over. Game over doesn't mean start where start at your last checkpoint. There's no hit the start button real quick and restart so you don't lose your life and your spot and all that. No. That means, bitch, you're done. Start over at the very beginning, world one, level one, and try again. And do you think I threw the controller down and cried like a bitch and threw a tantrum and had a fucking fit of rage and resented my dad for that? No way. I fucking started over like a goddamn man and understood that when I get to that point, the next go around, I'm gonna try to get further than I was before. That was the goal. Get further than you were before. This is back before the internet. This is back before fucking game guides and shit. And if they did have them, I definitely didn't have one. So I didn't even know how many levels there were in Mario. I didn't even know what was around the next curve. I didn't know what was around the next turn. What was down that next fucking, you know, tunnel, pipe, whatever the fuck. I didn't know what was going on. I bet my dad was so goddamn proud of me when he saw me die, get hit by a turtle, go back to the very beginning and start over with just a fucking determination, not tears in my eyes. I don't see that nowadays. I don't see that anywhere. I coached youth football for a couple years and it progressively got more and more a little soft ass. Soft ass boys, and you know, we're coming up. And these are those iPhone Fortnite kids I'm talking about, man. And just like everything, not all of them, but enough of them to spoil the whole bunch, you know? Soft ass little iPhone boys, you know? Don't want to put the work in, want to buy the fucking, you know, in-game purchase so they can get the fucking sniper bundle kit unlock before they actually earn that shit. You know what I mean? God damn. I bet my dad was so fucking proud of me. Can you imagine? You have a kid now. You see him playing a video game. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just thought of something. Dude. So I play this fucking Mario forever. And if you are around my age and you did the same exact shit I was doing, playing Mario, you didn't know how many levels, you didn't know how far it goes, you didn't know shit. Word of mouth was the only thing you knew. And you finally fucking beat the game. And you look back on your fucking accomplishments. You're like, God damn it, I did it. I put my fucking nose to the grind. I fucking kept working hard. Bedtime was 8 o'clock. There was nights I was up till 8:30, 8:45. Breaking the fucking rules because I had to get further than I was the time before. Knowing that when I actually shut this motherfucker off, I got to start over next time. You know what I mean? Then my cousin comes over. And this little bitch ruins my fucking childhood because he jumps down showing me, hey, let me show you something real quick. I said, all right, I bet you ain't going to make it. I beat the game. He goes, oh, I beat the game too. I said, God damn, we both worked hard and beat the game. He goes, check this out. Some kid, and he went to a bigger school, you know. He was from the city. I was from the fucking country, dude. I grew up in the country. I was the only motherfucker in my neighborhood. There wasn't another house for 20 miles. So I grew up in the fucking boonies. This dude from the city comes to my house on the weekend and ruins my fucking childhood because he's like, check this shit out. He jumps on my fucking Nintendo. You know, he starts up the game. And I think it was like 18 minutes later, he conquered the fucking game. And the way he did it was the most bullshit, fucking pussy shit way I've ever seen anybody do anything. And that's fine because that's the kind of guy he is. And he's still like that to this day. And he's my cousin. And I got love for him, of course. It's family. But also, what a bitch. Because this little bitch gets into the basement or whatever, you know, the fucking level two shit. World one, level two. Jumps up on the bricks, you know, everyone, every fucking person knows what I'm talking about. Runs across the whole goddamn thing. Boing, 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 jumping over the spots that you can fall. And runs past the fucking end where you're supposed to go. And down into some fucking back alley, creepy, warp zone fucking area of the game. Dude, you know how most people, it's like mods and shit, they're cool as fuck. After you beat the game organically and naturally, mod the fuck out of your game, dude. It's awesome. It's great. I fucking love mods. I love the club creation people. I love everybody that's talented enough to do that with their lives, and it makes my fucking gaming experience fucking awesome after you beat the game like a fucking man. This dude jumps down into the warp zone, goes down a tunnel, goes to level four right away, does some bullshit, goes to another warp zone, boom, he's in level five, he's at level eight, and he's beaten the game. And I'm sitting there so fucking pissed off. Like, I thought it was cool, but at the same time, I thought it was shitty of him to even know that. And then at the same time, I'm feeling all sorts of shit. And at the same time, I feel like I could whoop this dude's ass, even though he's my older cousin, because I went through the shit and put in the work to get to the end, and this little pussy from the city. And here's a little, you know, side note. If you grew up in the country and you really did have, like, seriously, you had to do chores and you had like some different way of living than the kids in town did. Here's a little side note for all you city folks. If I grew up in the country and I know you grew up in the city, I automatically think and feel and know in my heart I could whoop your fucking ass. And I don't care if you grew up in the hardest fucking neighborhood in your little shitty town or in the, you know, wherever the fuck you're from, my mind already goes to, oh, I'd whoop that soft little boy's ass real fucking quick. Now, probably 50-50 on that in real life. Probably not gonna whoop every fucking person's ass that grew up in a city. Obviously, that's insane. There are, you know, a billion people on the planet that grew up in cities that could beat the fuck out of me. But it's not what I'm saying. In my mind, I'm whooping your ass 10 out of 10 times. Because I grew up on the farm in the country. And you grew up in a soft ass city with lights and people and grocery stores and shit. So I'm already in my brain. My brain goes, hey, yeah, fuck that guy. If he wants to get physical, you know. Now I bring that up because this is my older cousin. He is from the city. And he did just show me some pussy shit on my fucking Mario game that I didn't respect. I didn't respect him. And that fueled my thoughts of, if we had to throw down, and this is just something that guys think about, and if you want to admit it or not, if you're one of those feminist dudes, okay, you know, bro, you know, cool and shit, but this is what human males think of. It chews up probably a large portion of my day-to-day thoughts. You size up every fucking other male that you see all day, every day. And if you're sitting there with your girlfriend or your wife or your fucking boyfriend or whatever, and you do not admit this to them, at least admit to yourself that this is your thought process a lot of the time. When you see another guy, the first thing you think of is, could I whoop his ass or could he whoop my ass? And if you're honest with yourself, you usually are safe as fuck and you're okay and your life is pretty smooth. Now, if you lie to yourself and you just take your, you know, initial fucking, like I just said, I grew up in the country. I know for a fact you didn't. I already have a leg up on you when it comes to throwing down. If you just run with that, you're going to get your fucking face split open a lot in life. So you got to use your brain and your heart and your nutsack. But, you know, there's an even balance. I don't even know why the fuck I'm going into this. Oh, yeah. Because, okay, so my cousin's a couple years older than me. He's bigger than me. He's stronger and faster. Everything that comes with, you know, being older and bigger than the other guy. But my brain, my sack, and my fucking gut are like, I don't respect you. You cheated in my eyes. You fucking didn't achieve shit. And if we had to throw down right now in my basement, I would beat the fuck out of you. Okay? And then when my dad and my uncle came down and said, what in the fuck is all the commotion? Why is homie's nose bleeding everywhere? Why are you standing over him just screaming, where's fucking Sean? No, that wouldn't make sense because Fallout 4 wasn't out yet. But you get what I'm saying. I'd have to turn to them and say, I lost respect for him. He used warp tunnels. And I'd look right at my dad and be like, he uses fucking warp tunnels, bro. And then my old man would be like, he deserved it. You know? This is the kind of relationship we had. He knew me. He understood me. And he got it. But anyway, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I have no idea what the fuck that was all about. I just went off on that. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, little boy playing Fortnite. You know what? New generation, whole new set of rules. Tons of new shit for these boys and girls to do on phones that was never an option for us. So it's all good. I have no idea. I'm way out of touch with that kind of shit. Maybe it's fun. I just don't get the appeal. I like having a console and a controller in my hand and a TV in front of me. I'm old school, whatever you want to call it. I'm an old dude. So maybe that's where it comes from. But, you know this. I'm knee deep in fusion cores, baby. You know? My power armor ain't running out. And your cell phone could die at any moment. Or you could get a call, interrupt your shit. You know? That kind of shit sucks. I would never want that. So I don't know. If you join the Brotherhood, you know what? It's all good. I think they're kind of like the Nazis of the group, of the whole fucking wasteland, you know? But... You know, Nazi as in like totalitarian fucking, you know, regime, iron fist type of shit. Maybe Nazi's not the right word. Maybe it's more like, I don't know. I'll say Nazis. And I think the railroads or guys are like, you know, like liberals. Like they want to free the synths and shit. And I'm down with, you know. That, except for they're not humans and they don't have souls and shit and they don't have hearts. And so fuck sense. The Minutemen are like libertarians. They're like patriots. They're like, they just want what's good for the fucking Commonwealth. And the Institute is like the fucking Illuminati. You know? Just the fucking worst, in my opinion. I don't know. Dude, could you imagine? I'm in my room. It's fucking 8:30. I know bedtime's at 8 o'clock. They've already yelled at me twice. Turn that light off. Get to bed. Shut that TV off. You got school in the morning. Whatever the fuck it is. I said, yeah, I will. But I didn't. I was up fucking jumping on mushrooms, kicking fucking turtles. You know what I mean? Breaking bricks, getting bread. And if my dad would have walked down there knowing it's a half hour past bedtime, so I'm already in trouble. But when he gets down there and he gets in my room and he sees me trying hard and I'm just frustrated because I'm almost there, he at least has a level of, I get that shit. The next time you die or whatever, the game over, or not even game over, but next time your character, you know, goes... dead or whatever, you're done for the night. And I would have been like, okay. But if he would have walked in and he sees me disobeying the fuck out of him and my mom, up a half hour past my bedtime, screwing myself over for the next morning, and he sees me jumping behind some fucking bricks I'm not supposed to be behind, going down warp tunnels and shit, skipping worlds and shit. God damn. How disappointed would he have been, you know? How fucking disappointed would he have been to see me doing some shit like that? Whew. I don't even want to think about it. Hey, if you're a dude and you make a chick character on an RPG game, stop. Because it's fucked up and it's weird. And also, if you're using warp tunnels or fucking warp whistles, or if you've ever even played Super Mario Brothers 2 and you liked it, knock that shit off. It's fucking weird. Play Fallout 4. Save the Commonwealth. Join the Minutemen. Get to know Preston Garvey. You know? Mourn your son. That's fine. It's a sad thing. There's a moral dilemma that you're going to have to go through on your own. No one can help you through that but you. You know? Mourn your son. Till next time. R.I.P. Sean. R.I.P. my dad. You know? Hit me up on social media. Look for this fucking new episode next week. Weekly episode with your boy. All right, I'm fucking out of here. Peace.